Okay, so now we start Bavansia Perek Gimel. Hamafkid deals with the laws of custodianship, the liabilities and responsibilities of a guardian of an object, the custodian. So there can be four kinds of custodians. The first is called the Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman. So he is doing you the favor. You ask him to watch something for you, you pay Chinam. He's doing it just as a favor. Since you're not paying him anything, so his liability is very, very low. As long as it's not a poshea, it wasn't negligent, then you will have to, you will be exempt from, if the guardian, who you are, if the guardian happens to lose the object or get stolen or something happens beyond his control, he's exempt. The only time he'll ever be chayev is a shomer chinam, since he's doing you the favor, is if he was talking negligent in his shmira, he's negligent, then of course he has to pay. The next level up is called the shomer sachar, the paid guardian. Here you negotiated something, you said your responsibilities and I'm prepared to compensate you for them. So then that guardian, as a shomer sachar, a paid guardian, also is responsible not just for negligence, obviously, but also for loss and theft. He's being paid to protect the thing from Ganev and Aveda. So if it gets stolen or if it gets lost, you know, whether an accident or purpose, what do you mean? Like, your job is to make sure that this doesn't happen. Then the Shomer Sachar is Chayav. So the Shomer Chinam is Pater. He's Pater unless... He's only Chayav for Shia, negligence. The Shomer Sachar is also obligated not just for negligence, but also for loss and theft. Then the third category is the Shoel. The shoel is the borrower. So a shoel is, now you're doing him the favor. He wants to borrow your lawnmower. You say, sure, go right ahead. You want nothing in return. So when that's the case, you're expecting, I'm doing you the favor, just giving back my lawnmower. So the shoel, the borrower, who's not paying anything, so since he's getting all the favor, the liability is greatest on him. He's obligated not just for shia, obviously for negligence, and also for ganev and aveda, which is theft and loss, but even for onsen. Even if something happens which is beyond his control, he was mowing the lawn and a lightning bolt struck it and now it's melted. Too bad. He borrowed your lawnmower, you expect to get it back, and he's chayv even for onsen, even for things beyond his control. That's the third category. And the fourth category is what we call it, was a socher, is a renter. So a renter is really in the same, essentially the same liability as the Shomer Sachar. Because it's this conception, the same idea, right? And one, the Shomer Sachar, you're paying him to watch it, and the renter, he's paying you to have it. But the point is, it's a negotiated transaction where you're each getting and giving something, and you've agreed on the fair price, and therefore the liabilities are the same. The Sochar, like the Shomer Sachar, is obligated for Shia as well as Ganev and Aveda, for negligence as well as for theft and loss, but he's exempt from Onsen, from circumstances beyond his control. That's the summary of what we're going to know. Now, in all cases, if you're a shomer, there's always going to be a time when you could get out of having to pay. How will you do that? By saying that, oh, you left me with your cat to watch for the weekend, and you know what happened? If you're a shomer chinam, you could say anything happened besides for pshia. All you have to do is say it wasn't pshia. And if you're a shomer sachar, you were paid to watch the cat, then you could say something happened beyond my control and onus. If you're a shoel, there's even something you could say. The shoel could say, he's a special patur of what's called mesa machos malacha, if the thing that you let me borrow and use died while I was using it in the normal way. So it's, I'm a shoel, I asked you if I could borrow your bicycle to go on a bike trip, and while I was biking on the bike trip, on the normal path where I should have been, where you knew and you let me, the fork cracked, you know, the frame broke. So the brakes, whatever. So then, that's called Mesa Machas Malacha. It died in the course of its usage, and that's what you agreed to let me use. So even then, if I, the borrower, who are obligated for other things beyond my control, I'm not obligated for this one thing. If it died by my normal use, as you agreed I could use it, and therefore, I could swear, oh, it died normal use, and I'll be putter. So there's always something that a shomer could say to get himself out of the hook of paying. So, if he wants to take that route, he'll need to take a shvua, an oath. And really, it's a three-pronged oath called the shvua sashomrim, the oath the oath that the guardian makes. And three things. First of all, he has to swear that he wasn't poshea, he wasn't negligent. Because that's everybody's chayav for pshia. Secondly, he has to swear that he wasn't what's called shalach yad. He wasn't shaleach yad. He didn't use it. He didn't use it in a way that you didn't let him. So if he's a shomer, right, and you tell him, please guard my, whatever it is, my urn, till I come back, he has to swear, I never used the urn to, you know, serve some sangria over the weekend with. He didn't touch it at all. And finally, he has to swear that the object is she'ena b'rishuso, he doesn't actually have it in hiding. And just, he wants to compensate, you know, he figured, this is a nice urn. I'd love to have this urn. I'll just, you know, tell him it's gone. I'll tell him it was stolen. I'll be potter because I was a shomer chinam, but I'm keeping it. I'll just pay him so he doesn't lose anything. Note, you have to swear that it's not in your rishus as a shomer, and instead, rather, you have to say, it's not in my rishus. It died or lost or stolen or broke or was shot by lightning, whatever the story is. So those three things you have to say. If a person, the shomer, takes those oaths, so then those three-pronged oath of shvuos to shomerim, then he'll be exempt. Okay. All that is the background. Now, our Mishnah here is talking about a shomer chinam. A shomer chinam was told to guard something, okay? And it gets stolen. So he has two options. Either he could say, listen, it was stolen, I swear. And he'll then take an oath. He'll say he wasn't Moshea in it, he wasn't Sholeach Yad in it, he doesn't have any shus anymore, it was stolen, and then he's off the hook from paying. Or he can say, I'm not taking any shvuah, shvuah is just scary business, I don't want to swear in any Torah. Rather, I'd rather just pay you for your silly whatever it is that you let me have me watch for you, and I'll be off the hook of any shvuahs. The truth is, by the way, P.S., there is a shvuah he takes, he has to still take a shvuah, it's on his rishus, even so. Okay, in other words, I asked you to watch my Parker pen. The next thing you know, it was stolen. You can either swear it was stolen and that you didn't use it, shaleach yad, and you weren't poshea and it's getting stolen, or you can say, listen, I'm just pay you for the pen and have a nice day. But then you have to at least take a shvuah that you're not hiding it in your drawer somewhere. You don't have it in your brishos. So he has two options. So the Mishnah is going to say, what happens if a person opts to pay instead of swear? And what happens next is that the thief is found. So when a thief is found, he pays this kafel payment, the double payment, right? So it's not just if the Parker pen cost $50, so the thief's gonna have to give back the pen plus $50. So who should get the $50? That's the question on the table here. And the Mishnah says inside, Hamafkid Eitzel Chavero Behemo Kalim. You deposit by your friend, the Shomer Chinam, an animal to watch, or some Kli to watch, the Parker pen, the Nignavu, Osha Avdu, and then this thing gets stolen or lost, he can't find it. So now, if the Shomer Chinam says, Shilam Valor Tzela Shava, he says, I'm going to pay you, I don't want to swear, I'm not interested in swearing. By the way, which means he either A, actually pays, or B, even just commits to pay. That's enough for this din to kick in, once he's committing to pay. Share Amru, they did say it's true, Shomer Chinam Nishba Vyotse, a Shomer Chinam, an unpaid watchman, could just swear and be off the hook of having to pay. But this guy didn't choose that. He said, I'm gonna pay. So then Nimtza Ganav, when they find the thief, Mishran Tashlum Kefel, the thief will have to pay a double payment. Or similarly, if it wasn't just any old Parker pen that was stolen, it was actually a set or a shore, it was like a sheep or a cow. And then he either shechted or sold that sheep or cow, which kicks in that weird 4 or 5 times payment we learned in the Bava Kama. So it says, it was tavach u'machar, if either he shechted the cow or he sold the cow on after stealing it. Mishalom tashlumi arba v'chamisha, he has to pay the 4 or 5 time payments. Remember, 4 if it was a sheep, 5 if it was a cow. Who should all those extra kefal or 4 or 5 times extra payments go to? Lami Mishalom, who does he pay? Lamisha pikadon etzlo, to the guy who had the object, meaning the shomer. So the shomer committed to pay for it, he is entitled to get the payments. The lumdus is that at the time the owner of the Parker pen handed over his pen to the shomer, he like said to him, it's tacit, it's not spoken out, but he said to him, listen, you're a shomer chinam, and the agreement is, I'm giving this to you now to own, if later on it gets stolen, you opt to pay for it, then the kinyan will have happened now, so I'm giving it to you. So then you can keep it. And that, by the way, only applies to the specific payments of the kefil, double payment or the 4 or 5 payments. It doesn't apply to other things. In other words, it doesn't apply to, like, gizoseha, you know, like the shearings that come from maybe, or vladoseha if it has a baby, none of that stuff. The owner's not mevatra on those things. The only mevatra on those, simply the payments from the thief would pay, because the person just wants his object back or the money to get on with his life. He doesn't want to deal with gambling and thieves. Okay? If, on the other hand, What the Shomer Chiyam decides to do is Nishba v'lo ratza lishalem. He doesn't want to pay, he just wants to swear and get off the hook and wipe his hands clean of it. So he swears, you know what, the thing was stolen, I wasn't Pashea, I wasn't Shalech Boyad. And then Nimsa Ganav, they find the thief, Mishalem Tashlumi Keifel, the thief pays a double payment. Or if the thief happened to steal the sheep or the cow, Tavach u'machar, and then he shefted or sold that sheep or cow, Mishalem Tashlumi Arba v'chamisha, he'll pay 4 or 5 times the original value of the cow or sheep. The owner of the sheep or cow, because he owned the sheep or the cow and had, he didn't give his rights to the shomer, and the shomer didn't earn anything because he just swore and wiped his hands of the matter, he didn't actually pay for it or agree to pay for it.